to the PackersNews.com and JSOnline.com Packers Podcast. Tom Silverstein, along with Jim Ozarski here at Soldier Field in Chicago, Illinois.
Yes.
Just after a 10-3 Packers victory on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first road win in a long time for this group and the first of Matt LaFleur's career as head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, and I guess I did not see this one coming. I think I did see the 10 points coming. That's how many points I predicted the Packers would have. But I did not see them shutting the Bears down, holding them to 3 points. And my goodness, under 300 yards, 46 yards rushing. Held Mitch Trubisky to 228 yards passing. It was a phenomenal defensive performance. And I'm rarely willing to crown anybody, but you could just see that this defense has got a lot of speed and a lot of pass rush ability.
And that was the hope when Brian Gutekunst invested so heavily in Zadarius and Preston Smith and Adrian Amos, mm-hmm. as well as the draft capital of Darnell Savage Jr. and Rashawn Gary. All five of those players made plays to a degree. Rashawn Gary came in late. He actually was a hit on the quarterback late in the game. Savage felt like he was on the verge of an interception at some point. A lot of big PBUs. And, of course, the Smiths. Sack and a half for Preston Smith. The game clincher, Zadarius Smith. A sack earlier in the game, Tom. And you're right. I mean, we had talked that this group was the group that was going to have to be ready to win Thursday night.
Yeah.
Whereas the offense might have to work things out. And it actually played out that way.
It did. I noted in my story I wrote about the two Smiths and the impact they had. And I think it all starts with them. I think everything starts with pass rush in the NFL. If you got pass rush, you got a chance to be a good defense. And these two guys had 2.5 sacks together. And I went back and looked in, let's say a combined 110 snaps maybe. And last year, Clay Matthews and Nick Perry had 5 sacks in 1,000 snaps.
Yeah. I mean,
so it just tells you what kind of impact they've had immediately.
Right. I mean, to have that season total to a degree in one game against a mobile quarterback and an offense that, at least Chicago felt would be taking a leap in year two of Matt Nagy and Mitch Trubisky. And look, you know, I thought Mitch was a little inaccurate late in the game.
Yeah. But maybe that's the result of getting hit all game. You know, he
was
knocked around. He got sacked 5 times. He got hit a bunch of other times.
Yeah.
He was under pressure all the time.
And, you know, look, you're in this league, you're not going to cover immaculately all game long. But, you know, when it was time for the secondary to make plays, they did. So, of course, Adrian Amos gets the interception.
Mm-hmm.
Much maligned in Chicago for only having 3 career picks in 4 years. They thought, hey, Eddie Jackson, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, those are the ball hawks, and go figure, Amos gets that interception. And even like some subtle stuff, Tom, you know, I'll mention the veteran Tremont Williams. You know, the Bears look like they're marching in for a red zone, perhaps a touchdown. Allen Robinson catches a ball. Williams waits till he secures it, just mm-hmm. pushes him out of bounds,
mm-hmm.
incomplete. Delay a game later, fourth down stop late. I mean, it was there's no stat for that other than an incompletion.
Yeah.
And things like that, you know, the secondary made enough plays.
Yeah. What I noticed was they played facing the quarterback a lot. It wasn't always zone coverage. I guess sometimes it was, sometimes it was man coverage, but it looked like they weren't pressing a whole ton. And what they did was rally to the ball. I mean, they just,
impressive.
As soon as someone caught it, there was someone there. And so many of their passes were contested. It really shows you what kind of speed they have in that secondary. You know, you look at it, Jair Alexander's a 4.37 guy. Darnell Savage is a 4.39 guy. Raven Green is a 4.39 guy. Kevin King is a 4-4 guy. Tony Brown is a 4-3-8 guy. I mean, where do you? That's right. Really impressive. You got guys who can really move.
Yeah, and I think Raven Green essentially started at inside linebacker.
I said he's a 4-3. He's a 4-5-1, but Will Redmond is a 4-3. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
But I guess the point there being, you know, with Trey Burton being hurt for the Bears, the tight end position was neutralized, and short passes to Tariq Cohen or Taylor Gabriel in the slot or middle of the field, Raven Green at least had that ability to be there and mm-hmm. be ready to either slow him up or make a tackle. You know, I don't know how that's played if it's Oren Burks, but I think there's just a, you know, I think they were able to get away with that this week by having some more DBs.
I think we're going to see that all season long. And you know, what was really impressive was that none of those three running backs were all really good receivers, quick guys. They didn't do anything in the passing game. Montgomery had a 27-yard catch down the slot.
Yeah, it looked like he outran Blake Martinez, but I didn't.
It was a busted.
Yeah,
I think Blake Martinez
passed him off.
Yeah, I think he bit on the jet sweep behind.
Which is a matchup thing that, you know, the Bears probably saw.
Yeah.
Potentially.
But Mike Davis, 6 catches, 17 yards. Tariq Cohen, 8 catches, 49 yards. I mean,
yeah, there was very little run after the catch for the Bears. Mm-hmm. You mentioned in the rally to the ball.
Yeah.
And that athleticism. And look, that's what Brian Gutekunst, that's why 8 of the 11 starters essentially are different.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's why it's Rashawn Gary and Dean Lowry running a stunt at the end of the game mm-hmm. to get to the quarterback, as opposed to, say, Mike Daniels.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, not bringing back a Muhammad Wilkerson, so to speak, at this point. So you're right. That speed and length was there, and I definitely think it caused the Bears problems. And, you know, what's interesting, Tom, I was talking to one colleague on the Chicago beat who was just, he's like, basically the Bears have been preparing for this since April. To a degree,
mm-hmm.
because just the way they practiced and how they treated the preseason, and 3 points. It's, who would have thought the Bears kicker was the one sure thing they had?
I know, and I was shocked that they couldn't run the ball. I thought they would be able to, but you know, with Kenny Clark in the middle, they have like a Their front is really strong. Now, I don't know how deep it is, but they were able to use a lot of different personnel groupings. And sometimes, I mean, early on, Pettine would bring Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith up the middle, or he'd drop them back into coverage a couple times, you know. And so it's kind of, you can see the potential with this defense. Now, it's just one game, and it's the Bears. You know, they haven't faced San Diego Chargers or, you know, someone veteran quarterback. But it's a pretty darn good start.
It is, especially going on the road where, you know, I liken this atmosphere to the 2010 NFC Championship game, Tom. I mean, I walked around the downtown all afternoon. And that was the feel. I mean, this place was rocking,
mm-hmm.
right? And that you know, to win on the road, which the Packers haven't done often of late, especially in the division,
mm-hmm.
You need that defense. And then I'll, briefly before we get to the offense here, part of that defensive effort was punter J.K. Scott.
Boy, he was amazing.
Tariq Cohen was a total non-factor in mm-hmm. the punt return game. And his longest return of 14 yards, Tom, was, I mean, basically J.K. stepped up for the offense. They had the ball for 15 seconds, a 3-and-out, when they should have, you know, under 2 minutes chance to run out for victory. 63 yards in the air. Mm-hmm. Cohen has to retreat to his 10, catch it over the shoulder. Due to that hang time, that coverage, Bears get called for a holding penalty.
Yeah, that was...
You know, we say flip the field. I mean, he goes from his own, you know, he's punting from his own 17. The Bears are starting at their own 14.
Yeah.
You know.
That was a tremendous performance. 47.6 gross, 43.6 net, 5 inside the 20.
19 inside the 20 all year last year.
Wow. So he's already a quarter of the way through, you know, to that total. 9 punts. You know, he even had a bad snap in the end zone. He had to dig out of the ground and still managed a decent punt. So he is part of that defensive performance.
For sure.
Deserves a lot of credit.
You know, and so obviously we flipped to the offense. The Packers scored 10 points.
Okay, so it wasn't pretty. That's for darn sure. It was pretty darn ugly, really. I expected them to be really not very efficient in the first game. I didn't expect them to be, you know, impotent at all.
Right.
You know, they just were one drive. They had one drive that was, you know, that got them into the end zone, and that was it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you had 10 points. I had them scoring 17 in a loss. I was a little surprised that the passing game never found a rhythm. I mean, we mentioned the Bears' poor offensive run game totals. The Packers' run game, again, just as bad, essentially. 47 yards, and that includes 8 from Rodgers.
Yeah, 22 carries.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones, 13 for 39. Jamal Williams, 5 for 0.
And Valdes-Scantling had a sweep that was stopped at the line of scrimmage. So, but it was a play-action pass. You know, there was a fake handoff to Robert Tonyan going left. The rest, the right side of the run game of the line, and then Aaron Jones faked to the right. Mm-hmm. Rodgers carried out a play fake, bought himself some time, 47 yards to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, which that's the element that he brings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3 plays later, free play, 12 men on the field for the Bears. Rodgers throws a 50-50 ball, and there's Jimmy Graham, who one touchdown in when he only had 2 all of last year, and that was the offense.
Yeah, it was kind of an all or nothing. So you got a 28-yarder to Robert Tonyan, and that was a scramble. That was a scramble play. It didn't come off any play action or anything. 28-yarder to Trevor Davis. I don't remember what that came off of.
It was a one route option. They were deep in their own territory, but I can't recall the. Yep. Sorry for the pause there.
Yeah, security guy
making sure that us. Yeah, we did making sure there's no random bags left.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that Trevor Davis was after Valdes-Scantling went out with cramps. I can't recall exactly how that was designed either. It felt like a quick throw and catch and run.
Yeah. The Scantling was a play action pass. But I always felt that Rodgers was trying too hard. He was not, I know it was pretty obvious he audibled into some plays that didn't work. He kept looking for someone, and people were saying on the blog that he was holding on to the ball, but I don't think anyone was open.
I mean, yeah, the Bears defense is very good. So, we'll have to do the review and see what, you know, that back end looked like. Devontae Adams only with 8 targets, none in the second half.
Yeah.
4 catches, and there was some miss. There was some rust there, you know. And, yeah, so that pass game, it never found the rhythm that they had looked for. Now, look, the Bears had 5 sacks and some pressures. It is a very good front 7 and a good coverage group.
But I thought there was some time in the middle of the game when I felt like they were protecting pretty well. There was a time during the game when Khalil Mack was not really a factor. Now, he wound up, I don't know how many sacks he had, and he did wind up being a factor on some plays, but there was just that time, and the thing I never saw was like them hitting anything in rhythm. You know, it wasn't like you didn't see any slant routes that came open. You didn't see any big corner routes that came open. There wasn't a whole bunch of, you know, dig routes into the middle of the field in a zone. I just felt like everything was forced.
Yeah, there was, and Rodgers postgame said, you know, there was issues with him getting them out of the huddle, and he had said that several times, to get them to the line, that they were snapping the ball a little too late in the play clock. Those are things he said postgame. So, you know, who knows if that had to do with, you know, the crowd noise or whatever, just maybe just not having done it.
Getting the play in late.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it didn't, you know, who knows, I guess. And that one, you know, Rodgers put it on himself, at least in this post game, mm-hmm. that he needs to be quicker getting out. So, yeah, there, and I don't know, Tom, if the inability to run the ball as well as they wanted to, and all the offensive linemen I talked to said it was just flat out not good enough. They're like, look, yeah, the Bears might be good, but Brian Bulaga goes, we're playing a lot of good defenses, so that can't be an excuse.
Right.
So maybe that lack of, you know, being able to run play action and some of the boots to open things up, it's hard to do when you're averaging 2 yards a carry.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I mean, I think we all knew it was going to be a little rough to start, especially where they're coming. But, you know, look, they got one touchdown, and, you know, if you need your defense to win a game, they did it for you.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the case for a while. I mean, they play the Vikings a week from Sunday, and that's no picnic against that defense either. Even Denver, I mean, that's going to be probably a tough defensive game as well. I'll give them time. I'm willing to give them time and see where this offense goes. I just didn't see any resemblance to what the Rams do. I didn't see any of the really slick operation that the 49ers do. It just didn't look like it was natural. So, you know, it's going to take some time before we know whether they will catch on to this offense. But they're darn lucky their defense is around.
Yeah, it's they were impressive, you know. And I know in Chicago, Trubisky is a question mark. Mm-hmm. But look, we were here a year ago in December where Mitch Trubisky completed 70% of his passes and moved the ball up and down the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've seen him play well. But yeah, I think the investments they made, you know, paid off. And I, you know, part of that is probably defenses can come together a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's new bodies, new names or whatever, Tom. So we'll see. I think that's – if you can play defense like that, that's going to set you up and give you a lot of leeway. And if you're asking – for leeway for Aaron Rodgers, like I think the Packers will be okay with that this first quarter of the season if you're just hoping to get that guy more time, right? I mean, we'll see how it bears out, but it was a good effort.
Yeah, I think they came away pretty healthy too. Do you recall?
I don't recall. The Valdez-Scantling was listed as cramps. He did come back in. I didn't see anyone limping off. Obviously, that day after a game, you know, you learn a little more.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any, I didn't see the blue tent.
No.
Or any key players. I mean, Jimmy Graham, you know, he played through the finger early. We saw a little more Robert Tonyan, Mercedes Lewis. But I don't know, again, if that was just personnel, you know, late in the game.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Trying to do some different protections. So we can review some of that too. But 1-0.
Yep. What more can you say?
Yeah, on the road, and you know, now they get a mini bye and 10 days to get ready for Kirk Cousins coming to Lambeau Field.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's wrap it up. It's really late.
Yes. Thank you for staying with us and for getting up early to listen to this. Of course, go read everything over at jsonline.com, packersnews.com. Download the app. You can get all the work from Tom, myself, Ryan Wood, Pete Doherty, the talented Olivia Reiner, and all her video production as well. So for Tom, I am Jim from Chicago, Illinois. We will see you next time.
See ya.